I've got a very important message to share. And the reason why it is so important, because it's the Word. And I believe that every time we sit around the Word and we study the Word or we share the Word, it is important. Amen. So this morning's message, the title is Allow the Holy Spirit to Lead You. Allow the Holy Spirit. That means that a decision has to be made. We need to allow God, the Holy Spirit, who dwells on the inside of us, to guide us and to lead us. And, you know, this is, it's of vital importance that as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, that we know the Holy Spirit, that we have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And, you know, having a better understanding of who the Holy Spirit really is makes us more effective for the King and makes us more effective for His kingdom as well. And we need to remember that the Holy Spirit continues the work of the Lord Jesus Christ here on planet Earth, on the earth, and that it's the Holy Spirit that continues the work of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life and in my life. And like I said, God the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of us. You know, so often we just have a sense of, you know, God is so vast, and of course He is. And it's as if God is out there somewhere. And He is. But you know what? He dwells within us. He dwells within us. The Word says that He is closer to us than a brother. And we need to be mindful of the fact that this God that has created you and He's created me, once we receive His Son, Jesus Christ, as our personal Lord and Savior, at that point, He comes and He dwells on the inside of us. And let's just remember that. So we see here that one of the important ministries of the Holy Spirit is to be our guide. And that is part of what the Holy Spirit does, and that is what He wants to do. The Holy Spirit wants to guide you, and He wants to lead you. But He wants us to be able to hear Him when He speaks to us. In Acts 16, verse 6, I just want to read us a few verses here, just to demonstrate, well, as we look in the book of Acts, the different ways on how the Holy Spirit kind of guides and leads us, and also how we respond to the Holy Spirit. It says, "And they went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia." So that's interesting. Just stop right there. Having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia, this actually tells us that they were able to hear the Holy Spirit when the Holy Spirit was speaking. Am I right? Because they heard the Holy Spirit and they knew that they were forbidden to go and preach the gospel in Asia. The next verse says, "And when they had come up to Mysia, they attempted to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them." So again, it's the Spirit of Jesus is the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit on earth here today, did not allow them to go. And this means that they were able to hear, and this means that they were sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Isn't that amazing? And folks, this is the start of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ when we read the book of Acts. And what is happening, what we see in the book of Acts, should be happening in 2021 as well. As we read on, "So passing by Mysia, they went down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night." Now this is another way that the Holy Spirit might speak to you and guide you or lead you. It can be in a vision. It may be in a dream. Listen to this. "And a vision appeared to Paul in the night." Now, this is his vision. It says, "A man of Macedonia was standing there, urging him, saying," can see, get the picture, "urging him, come over to Macedonia. Come over to Macedonia. Come over to Macedonia and help us." "And when Paul had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them." Isn't that incredible as well? So he has this vision. This is God the Holy Spirit guiding and leading. And if He does it for Paul, folks, He does it for us as well. There's no reason why, you know, we should be any different. So there's a response there. This is quite amazing because Paul had this vision and immediately he responded because he knew that it was from the Holy Spirit. And they went off to Macedonia. In fact, if you read on, you can see that they set sail. So just about immediately, they were off to Macedonia. They were being led by the Spirit of God. So the apostles sensed the Holy Spirit. The apostles sensed the Spirit's presence. And folks, the Holy Spirit, as I started preparing this, I think maybe the next time I speak and the time after that, I'm going to speak about the Holy Spirit, because there is just so much that we need to know about the Holy Spirit. But anyway, so part of what the Holy Spirit does, He convicts us. He convicts us of sin. Is that true? You know, if we mess up somewhere, it's the Holy Spirit kind of prodding us and saying, like putting His finger on that, and we know that there needs to be a repentance that takes place. Okay? So the Holy Spirit convicts us. The Holy Spirit will never condemn us, because with condemnation there comes guilt and all of those sort of things. So the Bible tells us that there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So the Holy Spirit convicts us, and the Holy Spirit guides us, and the Holy Spirit leads us. And folks, we might not all be like Paul, where we hear the Holy Spirit and that we need to now go to Macedonia. But we may be able to feel the nudging of the Holy Spirit, the unction of the Holy Spirit, the urging of the Holy Spirit in a particular direction. If we have a relationship with Him, we will be able to hear Him. So, you know, the more that we abide in the vine, and of course Jesus is the vine, the more that you and I are making sure that we are so deeply connected to the Lord Jesus Christ, the easier it becomes for us to hear that still, small voice of the Holy Spirit when He speaks to us. And of course, the apostles learned how to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And in this here, what I've just read to you is they were forbidden right there to go and preach the word in Asia. And they didn't go. Why? Because they heard the Spirit of God speaking to them. You know, sometimes we actually think, well, you know, I'm going to make a decision and I'm going to make this decision and this will be good for the Lord. But we have to be very, very careful, right, on the big decisions in our lives, because the Holy Spirit, if we haven't consulted Him, He may have other ideas for us in terms of that big decision. So we need to be, like I said, sensitive and able to hear. And it is a still, quiet voice of the Holy Spirit as He speaks to us. And when we don't listen to that still quiet voice of the Holy Spirit, we could go through some difficult times. You know, a few weeks ago, who was here when I spoke about Jonah? Okay, I spoke about Jonah a few weeks ago. Now Jonah went through a whole lot of stuff that he didn't have to go through. He went through a whole lot of stuff. He was landed up by being thrown overboard in a storm into the sea. And then a big fish came along and he landed up in the belly of a big fish and he was slushing around with all the slime and I don't know what goes on the inside of the fish, right? But he was kind of sloshed around there for 3 days and three nights, however long it was. And eventually he was regurgitated onto some beach. Is that true? But Jonah did not have to go through that. God had spoken to Jonah. And in this case, Jonah had heard God, eh? God had spoken to Jonah, and Jonah refused to respond to what God was saying. So he went through all of that because of his disobedience. He was disobedient to God, and that was the reason why he had such a problem. But I'm saying that because sometimes you and I are able to hear the Holy Spirit. We choose not to do what the Holy Spirit is telling us to do, and then you and I, just like Jonah, can land up by going through a whole lot of stuff, uncomfortable stuff, unpleasant stuff that we really didn't need to go through. Amen. So, the bottom line is, unfortunately, that there is no shortcut when it comes to you and I being led by the Spirit. There's no shortcut, right? All of this hinges on our relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It all hinges on our relationship with Jesus. That's the bottom line, folks. So I need to ask us that question. How deep is your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? How deep is it? Just asking. The Bible tells us, it says, my children know my voice. Is that true? My children, God's children. And if you and I are children of the Most High God, we will know His voice. And remember that He comes to guide us into truth. He's the Spirit of truth. The Bible speaks about the Holy Spirit being the Spirit of truth. And, you know, He comes to guide us and lead us through our lives. He wants you and I to experience the abundant life that the Lord Jesus Christ purchased for us. That doesn't mean that we're not going to have some difficulties. You know, the Bible tells us that we will have trials and tribulations. There will be difficulties. But He wants to guide us and lead us so that you and I may live victorious lives. That we live victorious lives in Him. And the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth. Jesus said in John 16:13, He said, when the Spirit of Truth comes, another name for the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth. When the Spirit of Truth comes, He will guide you into all truth. So He's the Spirit of Truth and He is our God. Amen? Isn't that incredible? Are we here this morning? I hope so. Folks, Paul explains practically how we can live as God's children. How do we live as God's children? He says that it's by being led by the Spirit of God. In Romans 8:14, I'll read it. It says, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Okay? All who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. And it's very interesting. If you go and have a look at that word son, that word son there, that speaks about maturity. When you look at that word son, it's not speaking about an infant. It's not talking about a baby right there. So when we are led by the Holy Spirit, we are those that are mature, that we are grown up in the things of God. Like I say, it's talking about a grown son, a mature son. So, unfortunately, now I'm going to say some stuff, and again, of course, it doesn't apply to anyone here. All right, this is for none of us, but I'm going to say it anyway. Folks, there are some people that are sitting in pews week in and week out, month in and month out, and year in and year out, maybe for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. Right? And they are still baby Christians. They're still baby Christians. Babies. And yet you get others that receive Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, and it's as if they kind of rocket, you know, within a very, very short period of time, they become mature in the things of God. And the sad truth is that many Christians never, never grow up to reach spiritual maturity. That's just the way it is. Never reach a point where they are actually led by the Spirit of God. They never become the type of believer or the type of Christian that our Lord and Savior wants them to be. Isn't that sad? But like I said, none of us. Aren't we blessed? For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Now, I want to ask us a question now after reading that. Do we live as God's or sons of God by keeping a set of rules? Do we have our little list? Okay, must do this, must do that, make sure I do that. And the answer to that question is no. We live as sons of God by being led by the Spirit of God, the Bible said. And that is the only way that you and I can ever live as mature believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, being led by the Spirit. There's no other way. Now, it's interesting because that verse says, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Galatians 5:18 says, "But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law." Okay. So once again, this message here is very, very clear that a son of God is led by the Spirit of God. That's us. We're led by the Spirit of God. And if we are led by the Spirit of God, we are not under the law. Isn't that amazing? Thank you, Jesus, for that. And unfortunately, there are many, many professing Christians, many people that say they are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, but they live by a set of rules, a set of laws. Set of laws, right? And that little list becomes a crutch to them. And God is actually saying to us today, throw away that crutch and follow me, because you are led by me, you are led by the Spirit. And folks, for us to throw away that little list, you know that it takes faith? And yet the Word of God says that we walk by faith and not by sight. And many of us just want to hang on to that little set of rules and hang on to our little, you know, that little kind of that little crutch. But I need to say to us today that that is not the way to do it. That does not work. Why? Because we have to be completely dependent, the Bible tells us, completely dependent, and put our trust in the Holy Spirit who will guide us and help us, and not dependent on any set of rules and regulations and laws and whatever it is that we might come up with. Is that okay? That's so important, folks. Jesus said in John 14:26, but the Helper, so that's another name for the Holy Spirit, the Helper. He's here to help us. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. So he's our teacher as well. He's our helper and our teacher. He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I've said to you. All that Jesus has said to us, at the right time, the Holy Spirit will bring those things to our remembrance. Let me ask you something. Have you ever found yourself talking to somebody, telling them about the Lord? As you know, they might be going through difficult times, so you're kind of just ministering to them. And suddenly you present them with the scripture that you haven't even thought about for 3 years. Just comes out of your mouth. Just like that. Folks, that scripture is a scripture that's a verse in season for that person you're speaking to. And this is what Jesus is saying, that it's the Holy Spirit will bring those things to our remembrance at the right time. Amen. So we can see that he's our teacher, and his teaching is it's like continued instruction that he's given us that ultimately results in God leading you and God leading me through our lives. So we talk in relationship here, relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So our decisions are based on the knowledge that we receive from the Holy Spirit. And that's how it should be, that we make decisions because we've inquired from God, we've heard God, and then we make a decision based on that. And, you know, God's way to holiness is not through struggling. It's not through struggling. Not through rules and regulations that we struggle through. God's way to holiness is you and I yielding and yielding to the Holy Spirit. So basically what I'm saying is that we have to stop depending on our own efforts. You know, we should say in a situation, Holy Spirit, won't you take over, have your way in this situation? Especially when we are going through maybe real difficult situations. Say, Holy Spirit, I don't know what to do, but I ask you to guide me and to lead me through this thing. Amen. You know, most of us sitting here today are independent. I think most of us sitting here today are probably strong-willed and strong-minded. We are like that as people. And when we are like that, and when we have a problem, and it might be a big problem that we are facing, our natural instinct is to actually go out there and work that thing out ourselves. We just want to jump in boots and all and go and fix it ourselves. Folks, we need to stop that. We really need to, you know, stop that. We need to first say in that situation, Lord, involve him. Lord, What is your solution to this problem? And be able to hear as the Holy Spirit speaks to you. You know, most times you'll find that God's solution to your big problem is very different to your solution to your big problem. That's just the way it is. But by doing this, when we start to put our trust in the Lord, you know what we're doing? We're just doing what the Word says. We're starting to exercise faith. We're starting to exercise faith and put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as He guides us and as He leads us. So the Christian life should not be a life of struggling at all. It should be a life of yielding, where we yield, continually yielding to the Spirit of God and inquiring God from God. And as we inquire from God, expect to hear God as He speaks to us. And as we hear Him, then we do what He's actually said that we must do. So we yield to the Holy Spirit. And we need to make sure that we make every effort, folks, to stay connected. Right? Let's not let ourselves kind of drift away in terms of our relationship with the Lord. Amen. Now, you know, Jesus compares our relationship with Him to the vine and the branches. Now, I remember speaking about this a couple of months ago. I think I spent the whole morning. But it's very important. I'm just going to touch on it again here this morning because it's very important for us to hear this again in connection with being led by the Spirit of God. Jesus said in John 15 verse 1, He said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser." So Jesus is the vine, and the vine dresser is the one that does the pruning. It's the Father is the vine dresser, and it's the Father that does the pruning. And so often when the Father comes and He wants to prune, we do everything we can do to try to kind of get away from that. Jesus goes on to say in verse 4, He says, "Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me." So what Jesus is saying is that the Father, yeah, He is the vine dresser. Jesus is the vine, and you and I are the branches that are grafted into the vine. Now, if you go and chop that branch off, take it away from the vine, it will not bear fruit. It won't bear fruit. Is that true? Listen what else He says. He says, "I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is, that person, that bears much fruit. For apart from me," Jesus says, "that you can do nothing." Nothing. So the branches do not. Now get the picture here. We're talking about a vineyard. The branches in the vineyard do not put a whole lot of effort into producing grapes. All right? You don't find a branch actually like kind of making a resolution and it goes like this, "I'm a branch, and I'm going to produce grapes." It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. Right? They bear grapes. Why do they bear grapes? Because they are connected to the vine. That's why they bear grapes, right? So it's the same life that is in the vine that ultimately goes into the branches and produces fruit. And the branches are the ones that ultimately will bring forth fruit, but it is what is inside the vine that goes into the branches that makes all the difference. Is that true? So Jesus said, "I am the vine." Right. Then He said, "You are the branches." So we've got the picture here. So if Jesus basically said, if you remain plugged in me, if you remain connected to me, if you remain joined to me, you will bear much fruit. Much fruit if we remain connected to Him. We'll produce fruit. Why? Because we will start to be able to hear Him as He speaks to us. And also we start to do what He says we must do. So we will start to bear fruit. And this is as a result of a very, very close relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So folks, we just have to simply yield. We simply surrender to the vine dresser. Remember that the Father is the vine dresser. Okay? And, you know, when the vine dresser comes in, Have you ever seen those vineyards once the vine dresser has been in there after the season? The vine dresser goes in there and he goes ballistic. And he starts pruning. And he starts cutting back and he starts cutting back. And he is absolutely ruthless in his cutting back. Till eventually, all that seems to be left is like a little, you know, little vine sticking out. And you look at that little vine and you say, man, that thing will never bear fruit. And yet the next season, it bears more fruit than the previous one. Is that true? That is how it works. So we see here that all three persons of the Godhead, the Godhead is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, are involved in bringing forth fruit in your life and my life. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit involved. The Father is the vine dresser. Jesus is the vine, and it is the Holy Spirit is the life that actually flows through the vine and into the branches. So all of them are involved. And of course, in this story, you and I are the branches. So turn to the branch next to you and say, hi, branch. You are the branches. But folks, it is the Holy Spirit that produces the fruit. I'll say it again, it's the Holy Spirit that produces the fruit. It is not the fruit of our own efforts. It's not the fruit of us being religious or our religion, but it is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, like I started off by saying, He's there, part of what He does. He guides us and He leads us into all righteousness. Thank you, Lord, for that. And the deeper our relationship is with the Lord Jesus Christ, okay, the easier it is for you and I to hear that still, quiet voice of the Holy Spirit as He speaks to us. And when we are able to hear Him, we are able to be led by Him. How can you be led by the Spirit of God if you cannot hear the Spirit of God speaking to you? Just ask Him, right? Then there's one other thing I need to just touch on, that any sin in our lives, and of course none of us here sin, I'm starting to believe you guys. All of us sin. I'm telling you, all of us miss the mark. But it is how we actually deal with it. Folks, we need to be quick to repent if we mess up. All right? Or I should say, when we mess up. That sounds better. When we mess, we will mess up. Between now and next, I promise you, between now and this time next week, all of us would have sinned at least once. All right? But we need to be mindful of that, and we need to address the sin in our lives very, very promptly. You know, take it to the Lord. He already knows it. He already knows what we've done. But He wants us to come and tell Him, and He wants us to ask Him to, you know, that He forgives us so that we can move on. Because any sin in our lives will interfere with our fellowship with the Holy Spirit. It's as simple as that. It's like the sin in our lives muddies the water. It doesn't mean that you're going to lose your salvation. Don't worry. You're not going to hell now. Right? But we want to have a close relationship with God, the Holy Spirit. And all it does, it makes it harder and harder and harder for us to be able to hear Him when He's speaking to us. So sin will actually stop us from hearing the Holy Spirit the way we should. And it will also, it just slows us down in terms of our relationship with Him. So when we mess up, let's fix it quickly. Amen. Good. The Bible says, Proverbs, as I close, 3 verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Not some of your heart. All of your heart. And do not lean on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways. Does that mean in some of our ways? In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Make straight our paths. So as we trust in Him, folks, and as we are obedient to Him, He will lead us. And, you know, it's all about seeking Him. Seek ye first, you know, the kingdom of God, seeking Him and having this relationship with the Holy Spirit. But when we have a deep relationship, I said with Jesus, we will be able to hear the Holy Spirit when He speaks to us. And it involves the Holy Spirit. When we involve Him and we get Him into our lives, we will start to make decisions based on what He has told us to do. Is that true? And that's what the Lord wants from us. So we will hear Him and be led by Him because we know Him and we spend time with Him. It all depends, this hearing the Holy Spirit and being led by the Spirit of God, it all depends on and it all hinges on our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So Father, we just thank You for Your word here this morning. We just thank You, Lord, that as You minister to us, as You reveal Yourself to us, Father, that we respond to You in a way that is truly pleasing to You. Lord, Your word says, when speaking about the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit is a person. And Lord, let us never be those who kind of call the Holy Spirit it or have some other understanding of who the Holy Spirit is. The Holy Spirit is as much God as the Father is God. We say thank You for that. And Lord, we understand that the Holy Spirit is as much God as the Lord Jesus is God. So Lord, thank You that You guide us and You lead us by Your Spirit into all righteousness. And in all we say and all we do, that Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, will be glorified. We say thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.